We're here at the Orange Fieldhouse with Coach Steve Berdow and head coach Van Smith of the Orange Panthers. Coach, my first question is about Rodney Brooks. He was injured 2 weeks ago against Riverside. How is he and what is the outlook on him playing?
Well, we're still not 100% sure exactly what's going on in his knee. He had a lot of swelling. He was actually having an MRI done today. Hopefully, the results will be back tomorrow. He's improved. He was on crutches for a few days. He is walking now without crutches. Still has a little bit of a limp, a little stiffness, a little soreness. But we're just going to wait and see what the doctor say and go from there. But
this coming Friday, he will not play and probably go on with Brendan Huss. Is that right?
Yeah, he's not going to be able to go Friday, and Huss will get the start.
And, Coach, we're heading into week 7, and you've had 2 byes, and we've had this discussion before. I know byes are not your favorite thing. If you would, sir, tell us how that affects your team, having a bye, good or bad.
Well, we've been pretty upset about it for a while and trying to get this date filled for a long, long time, and we're not happy with 2 byes. But the good Lord works in mysterious ways. With Rodney getting hurt, it has actually been a bit of a blessing, and will give us plenty of practice time, plenty of reps for those people that are going to have to step up and play a little bit more.
Coach, if I can, I'd like to ask a little bit about student Cam Thompson. You had mentioned this in your post-game interview with us 2 weeks ago. He was injured in a severe skateboarding accident, and we want to know how he is. And we saw him on his way to rehab today on Twitter. How was that going, sir?
Well, funny, I just spoke to his dad last night on the phone, and his dad said it's an absolute miracle. He's actually hopefully coming home tomorrow. They were talking about a month of rehab, coming back from the mental aspect of getting your brain function back, as well as the physical aspects. But they said every day the doctors and nurses just could not believe how much he'd improved. And he's gone from being in rehab for a month to come home this Thursday and ready to come back to school. And originally told him he might miss the entire school year, but we expect him to be back in school shortly.
It's absolutely incredible. I know prayers have been going out everywhere for him, and it was actually a meeting here at the school about it, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We came, Coach Berdow and I, a couple other football coaches were here, and lots of people from the community, other coaches and students, had a big candlelight vigil for him in prayer, and power of prayer is an amazing thing.
Awesome, Coach.
Coach, the Southern Spartans, conference champions 3 years in a row from 2013 to 2015 until yielding the championship to the Panthers last year. A little bit different, though, this year. The Spartans are 1-5 after losing 30 players to graduation. But we were out there yesterday, and you wouldn't know it by their attitude. Although it's a different-looking team this year, how do the Panthers match up against what you see on film?
Well, I expect them to be extremely well-coached. Coach Robinson and his staff does a fantastic job. They're going to be very athletic. They're going to be very fast. Yeah, they play a tough schedule, and those kids know that. They fully expect to come in and give us a game, and I'm sure they expect to win the game. You know, I expect to win. They expect to win. That's what happens in a big rival game. You know, we've become quite the rival over the past 3, 4, 5 years, and it's always a tough game, a close game. We were ready to run away a little bit last year, but, you know, that was kind of against the norm. We expect them to come in with a chip on their shoulder this year, wanting to exact a little revenge from that, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, we have Coach Berdow here. I want to ask him a question if we can. Coach, how much difference in strategy from game to game do you go through in a game such as the one coming up now?
You know, every week it depends on what the defense is doing. So, yeah, I go into the game with a game plan, but, you know, we have to be able to adjust on the fly. If one team's going to take away our run, you know, we're able to pass the ball. If one team's going to give us the run, we're happy with that, or our screen game. So we try to be very multiple.
Any adjustments going into this game, Coach?
We have made some. With a transition at quarterback, we've made some to use some of his strengths compared to what Rodney, his strengths were. So that we're adding a couple new formations that will also benefit us.
Well, you had to be happy with Brendan Huss coming in. What was 7 for 11, 93 yards, I believe?
Very good completion percentage. He executed the offense, and the other guys helped him, stepped up around him. The offensive line played very well our last game, so hopefully they can continue doing that.
One thing Coach Robinson said yesterday, he's expecting a big crowd and a lot of people excited, and we can't wait to see you guys go, Coach. Thanks again for your time.
Well, thank you. We always appreciate what you do.
That was Coach Van Smith of the Orange Panthers giving his take on this Big 8 3A conference showdown. We'll head back to the stadium in 30 seconds and get a preview of the Southern High School Spartans right after this.